AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The administration got hit with more criticism of the nuclear deal struck with Iran, this time from members of the House.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce ticked off what he sees as numerous shortcomings in the deal, including that it's not verifiable or enforceable.
It gives Iran permanent sanctions relief for temporary nuclear restrictions.
Secretary of State Kerry countered the deal will curb Iran's nuclear program and impose strict inspections, and lawmakers shouldn't worry about what capabilities Iran might have far down the road.
If you walk away, year 15 or 20 starts tomorrow.
A congressional vote on whether to approve or reject the deal is expected in September. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A prison worker who was in over her head with two inmates convicted of murder tearfully pleaded guilty Tuesday to charges of aiding them by smuggling hacksaw blades and other tools to the pair who broke out of an upstate New York prison. Clinton County DA Andrew Wiley says authorities believe Joyce Mitchell was the only person helping the escapees.
At this time, there are no other individuals who have been identified through the investigation as being involved directly or indirectly with the June 6, 2015 escape.
Mitchell faces up to 7 years in prison under a plea deal. She'll be sentenced in September. The NFL has denied Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's appeal of his four-game suspension, tied to a scandal involving deflated footballs.
Commissioner Roger Goodell upheld the four-game suspension of Tom Brady, saying the main thing he learned during Brady's appeal in June was that the New England quarterback destroyed his cell phone around the time league investigators were seeking to read the messages on it. The commissioner says he doesn't find the quarterback's claim that he knew nothing of a scheme to underinflate footballs credible.
The AP's Warren Levinson. Magnitude 6.3 earthquake has shaken southern Alaska. This is AP Radio News. Well, it's only a six-week internship coaching inside linebackers for the Arizona Cardinals through training camp and the four preseason games. Nonetheless, it marks another barrier broken for women in sports. Jen Weller says she hopes she's a trailblazer for other women who aspire to coach in the NFL.
I didn't even dream that it was possible. And I think the beauty of this is that though it's a dream I never could have had, now it's a dream other girls can grow up and have.
The Book of Mormon got a rousing reception in the musical's first ever showing in Salt Lake City Tuesday night in the heart of Mormon land.
Hello, my name is Elder Smith, and can I leave this book with you for you to just peruse?
A sold-out crowd laughed loudly as the jokes played out, many touching on Mormon lingo and culture that is intimately familiar in Utah, where two-thirds of residents belong to the church.
You have a lovely home.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.